Allegan State Game Area is a public land entity that was purchased to provide a place to enhance wildlife populations and provide a place for hunting and trapping. In addition to hunting and trapping opportunities, folks in Michigan have an opportunity to do a great number of things: hiking, berry picking, mushroom picking, cross-country skiing, and all of those other activities are encouraged where they don't interfere with our prime mission, which is to provide hunting and trapping opportunities. Michigan is blessed with an abundance of a special ecosystem called the oak savanna. It's a plant community where you have a very few mature trees, oaks, that grow in a glade-like area, or an area that has a pretty well-developed set of plants on the ground. This savanna is common to West Michigan, and yet globally it's one of the rarest communities imaginable. We're talking about a rarity like the savannas of Africa would be. And this plant community supports some extremely unusual animal species. And one of those is the Karner blue butterfly. It's federally endangered, and it exists nowhere but in these savannas. It exists in savannas because they are the home to the wild blue lupin that also grows there. The butterfly, as caterpillar, feeds on the leaves of the lupin. We do manage for the habitat so that the butterfly will continue. We try and maintain the open character of the area so the lupin that loves sun can continue to grow. We do it by cutting trees that might invade into those areas. Occasionally, we put fire to the land in order to discourage woody growth and encourage diversity of plants that grow on the site. We mow those areas with a brush hog mower in order to cut the trees, the seedlings that start to come back. We do a number of things to try and encourage the savanna conditions so that the lupin exists and the butterfly follows. It is visitor accessible, and we may have as many as 3,000 or 4,000 acres of it on the game area. A great place to look for this savanna condition is on M89 east of Fenville. Before you reach the Kalamazoo River, there's a stretch of a couple miles in there where visitors will be traveling on the road through this particular ecosystem. The history of the forest, the trees themselves, is fascinating. The trees that we have there today grew after the forest was cut. The forest originally was largely a mixture of white pine and white oak. And the white pine was cut in the late 1800s, dating probably from 1870 on. The oaks were cut after that time, and most people consider that the oaks were pretty much cut by 1920, 1930. What we have today grew back from that beginning and grew back after the slash that occurred when all these trees were cut was burned and reburned, and the land was modified by all these fires. Oaks love fires, and oaks were stimulated to grow because all these fires grew through there. The oaks that we have there today are then 80 to 120 years old. The pines are 100, 120 years old.
I think you will agree that the game area is really special, and I hope you'll be able to come back here and explore more on your own. Your next site is not far away, though, so I better get going to get things ready for you. As you approach the stop sign at the intersection of 46th Street and M89, play track 10 and hear about the Tree Army. I'll see you there.